From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton moved closer Tuesday to what will almost surely be her nomination as the Democratic candidate for president. With most of the votes counted from a primary in the state of Kentucky, Clinton led Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by about 2,000 votes. Election officials said they would not yet declare a winner, but Clinton claimed victory. But speaking to supporters Tuesday, Sanders looked at it as a victory for himself.
Let me also take this opportunity to say a word of thanks to the people of Kentucky. In a closed primary, something I am not all that enthusiastic about, where independents are not allowed to vote, where Secretary Clinton defeated Barack Obama by 250,000 votes in 2008, it appears tonight that we're going to end up with about half of the delegates from Kentucky.
In another race Tuesday, Sanders won the primary in the northwestern state of Oregon. The U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission to fight the thousands of Islamic State militants in Libya when the Libyan government is ready for it. That's according to the head of U.S. Africa Command, who said this on Tuesday. AFRICOM Commander General Rodriguez added that Libya's internal politics have made it unclear which armed groups are fighting alongside the Libyan government of national accord. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has approved $1.1 billion to combat the Zika virus, significantly less than the Obama administration's request, but almost double the funding being considered in the House of Representatives. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
In the end, the Senate approved $800 million less than the White House wanted, but as a standalone measure with no cuts to other programs. The Senate-approved measure faces an uncertain fate in the House of Representatives, where majority Republicans are considering a proposal to redirect $622 million previously appropriated to fight Ebola. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
In a major crackdown of Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced that 31 athletes could be banned from this year's Olympic Games in Rio after a retesting of their samples from the 2008 Olympic Games, which came back positive for banned substances. The IOC says it has begun disciplinary actions against the 31 athletes who come from 12 countries and competed in six sports in the Beijing Games. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's open to talking with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in order to try to halt the country's nuclear program. He also said he would use what he described as economic power the U.S. has over China to pressure the Chinese government into playing a role in finding a solution. North Korea is under multiple rounds of U.N. sanctions targeting its nuclear weapons program and repeated banned missile tests. China and the U.S. partnered with South Korea, Russia, and Japan for negotiations with North Korea aimed at curbing its nuclear activity, but that effort broke down in 2008. Yemen's government has walked out of U.N.-sponsored peace talks with Houthi rebels, accusing them of having contempt for the peace process. Yemeni Foreign Minister Abdul Malik al-Malafi called the talks in Kuwait a waste of time. He said the Houthis insist on power sharing instead of abiding by a Security Council resolution that says such matters need to be negotiated. The minister accuses the Houthis of violating a ceasefire in Yemen and using the talks as a chance to stall and rearm themselves. The rebels have not yet responded to the suspension of peace talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking to dispel the notion the United States has lost traction in its efforts to counter the Syrian regime because of Russian airstrikes that have been aimed at taking back territory from rebels. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.